Greetings, friends. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus died for our sins, but he also was resurrected. And resurrected simply means brought back to life. My question to you is, if you die, will you be brought back to life? Will you live again? And if you will live again, when will you live again? In today's program, we're going to answer both of those questions. To begin answering those questions, let's turn over to Matthew chapter 27, and we'll read verses 52 through 54. This is Matthew chapter 27, and verses 52 through 54. And when the graves were opened, many bodies of the saints which slept arose. They came out of the graves after Jesus' resurrection. And these people who were resurrected also went into the holy city and appeared to many. Now the point is that Jesus was resurrected to eternal life. These people were resurrected to physical life, and of course they died again. But this was symbolic of the resurrection of all people to life. Some will be resurrected to eternal life, like Jesus Christ was, and some will be resurrected to physical life, like these saints were. So let's now turn over to Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and we'll read verses 13 through 16, because we're going to see that the saints, at some time in the future, will be resurrected to eternal life, whereas others will be resurrected to physical life. So this is again in Hebrews the 11th chapter and verses 13 through 16. God is addressing the subject of all of his faithful followers who died in the faith, such as Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Elijah, David, etc. All of these faithful followers of God died in the faith. But the scripture goes on to show that they will be resurrected at a certain time in the future. When is this time? Okay, let's read it. These all died in faith, having not received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and they were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. Now let's drop down to verses 39 through 40, because we're going to see when they will inherit this city, when they will be resurrected to eternal life. It says, and these all, having obtained a good report through faith, did not receive the promise, because God wants those of us who are alive to receive the promise at the same time. So all of those who have died in the faith and all of those who are alive will receive the promises at the same time. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, in verses 13 through 17, we're going to see the exact time. Please turn over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verses 13 through 17. Here it says, but I don't want you to be ignorant. So I'm telling you so that you're not ignorant. I'm telling you so that you now know exactly when the saints will be resurrected to eternal life. And it says, I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, or are dead right now, so that you do not sorrow, even as others which have no hope of this resurrection to eternal life. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. There we go. That's the beginning of the answer. God will bring all those who are currently dead, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Moses, Elijah, etc., all of those who are dead right now, he will bring with him, Jesus will bring with him when he returns the second time. That's when they will be made alive. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain when Christ comes the second time, we shall not prevent, or we shall not precede them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So that's your answer. All of those who died in Christ, including all of the apostles, Peter and Paul, all of the apostles, all of the prophets, all of the patriarchs, all faithful followers of God in Christ who died in the faith, will be resurrected at Christ's return. And also all of those who are alive and who are faithful followers of Christ will be changed in the twinkling of an eye and will be united with all of those who have been resurrected and will meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord, dwelling with him forever, because we have eternal life. Let's now turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we'll read verses 20 through 23, because it says the same thing. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, in verses 20 through 23, it says, "But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept." Jesus Christ is the first one to be resurrected to eternal life. No one has died and been resurrected to life that preceded Jesus the Christ. That means Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, etc., etc., they are still dead. "For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." But there's a time. There's a time when Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Peter, and Paul will be resurrected. And here's the answer again. "But every man in his own order, at his own time." Christ the first fruits, he's already been resurrected. "Afterward, they that are Christ at his coming." So we see it in the mouth of two witnesses in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 17, and now in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 through 23, we see the same thing, that all of the faithful followers of God will be resurrected at Christ's coming. And all of those who are alive at Christ's coming, who are the faithful followers of Christ, will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. And now let's read in Revelation chapter 20 in verses 4 through 6, because we'll begin now to see when others will be resurrected to physical life, not eternal life, but to physical life. And this is in, again, Revelation chapter 20 and verses 4 through 6. We know that the preceding verses say that Jesus Christ returns, binds Satan, puts him away for 1,000 years. And now we see in verse 4, "And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and I also saw that judgment was given to them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their head, in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. So it talks about a resurrection. All of these faithful followers of God are resurrected when Christ returns. Christ binds Satan, puts him away for 1,000 years, and these resurrected saints live and reign with Christ during this same 1,000-year period. It says, "Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection." Please take note of that. What does the scripture say? It says, "Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection." That means that there has to be a second resurrection. It says, "Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death has no power." Why? Because even though people die once, people are resurrected. The saints are resurrected to eternal life. Therefore, the second death, which is eternal death, has no power over them. "But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and they shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now notice this next part. "But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished." So this would be the second resurrection, when people are resurrected after the 1,000 years. That's when the rest of the dead live. after the 1,000 years are finished. So who are the rest of the dead? Obviously, it's not the dead who have been resurrected in the first resurrection, who are all of the faithful followers of God. So the rest of the dead have to be people who have not followed God. But these are not people who have rejected God and committed the unpardonable sin, because those people are cast alive into the lake of fire, which is the second death. And that's in the last few verses of Revelation chapter 20, where it talks about the second death is eternal death. That's being cast into the lake of fire. We're not talking about those people who have rejected Christ, who are just hardened in their heart and who will not receive Christ. They have committed the unpardonable sin because they won't repent of their sin. And because they won't repent, God can't pardon them. That's the unpardonable sin, the sin that's unrepented of. So these people have to be cast into the lake of fire. But there are a whole host of people, the majority of people in the world who have ever lived, that's never even heard the name of Christ. They've never heard the gospel preached. Or even if they have heard the gospel preached, God has not been actively trying to draw them into his truth at this time. God has blinded most of the people of the world. And so we see an example of this in Ezekiel chapter 37. The nation of Israel. We know that the nation of Israel, who was called God's chosen people, they rejected the Messiah. And these people will be resurrected. So these people, who at least had the Ten Commandments given to them, they had the sacrifices, the offerings, they had God's presence with them, the Shekinah glory in the temple, in the tabernacle, and yet God says that they will be resurrected and given their first chance at salvation because God specifically blinded them so that they would not receive the truth at this time. If God did that to them and there was so much revelation given to them, how much more so shall God do it for others, the Gentiles, so to speak, that maybe have heard the name of Jesus, may have heard the gospel, but God has blinded them as well. Satan is the god of this world. God has allowed Satan to be in this world, the prince of the power of the air, and that's what most people are tuned into now. And God is doing this for a very specific purpose, which we'll go into at a later time. But I just want to point out that in Ezekiel chapter 37 and verses 11 through 14, we have something about the resurrection of the Israelites to physical life. And they are a type of what's going to happen to all of the world. It says, "Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, our hope is lost, we are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. And I shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and have performed it. Thus saith the Lord." So people will be resurrected after the 1,000 years. That's when the rest of the dead live again. They shall be resurrected, and they shall be given their first chance at salvation. That's when God will begin to save the majority of the people of the world. All of those people who have not had the gospel preached to them, or even if they've heard the gospel, have not actively rejected it because their minds were blinded. God hasn't even begun to draw them. That is such a fantastic truth, which again, we'll go into more in future programs. But I thank you for joining me on this program, and may God be in you.